School choice covers a wide range of policies that all do one thing: give students more support to attend schools outside the realm of traditional public education. Relative to other states in the South and Midwest, Kentucky has been slow to adopt school choice measures, like charter schools and scholarship tax credits. In 2017, Governor Matt Bevin signed a law that would allow charter schools in the Commonwealth for the first time.
Charter schools are coming to Kentucky. I will tell you that right now. They are going to come to Kentucky, and it will be good for Kentucky.
But charter schools haven't come yet. The General Assembly has yet to pass a way to fund them, and that issue will be on the table again this coming budget cycle. State lawmakers have also filed a scholarship tax credit bill 2 years in a row without success. The proposal would give private donors a tax break for donations that fund scholarships for kids to attend private schools. Bevin says if the General Assembly can pass that, he'd sign it.
It's an absolute no-brainer. Why wouldn't we allow in this state somebody who wants to help a young person get the best possible chance in life and to be rewarded in some measure, the person giving the money, with a small tax break?
That tax break is estimated to cost the state up to $21 million in lost revenue annually. The bill was one of several teachers protested this spring. Although that bill failed, it's likely that supporters will propose a new version again next year. Bevin has been clear in his support of school choice, but in the governor's race, he's alone. Every one of his opponents, both Republican and Democrat, who has publicly stated their views on school choice, are opposed. Here's Republican William Woods.
Well, I can tell you this. I am not in favor of charter schools.
Woods also said he thinks Bevin has mischaracterized the scholarship tax credit bill. Republican Robert Goforth didn't respond to an interview request, but his website says he opposes any public dollars going to charter schools and that it shouldn't be a partisan issue. Then there are the Democratic candidates, whose party typically questions school choice initiatives. Current State Representative Rocky Adkins has voted and argued against charter schools in the General Assembly and opposes the tax credit.
My voice has been very loud and clear on this issue. I think the attempt to try to privatize public education is wrong. We're already talking about an underfunded public education system. We're talking about trying to generate more revenue to put into public education.
State Attorney General Andy Beshear is also campaigning for governor with rhetoric that school choice is a threat to public schools.
I'm against any attempts to defund public schools, and all that tax break for private schools is a way to defund public schools. If you want to send your kids to private school, that's your right. That's a choice that many people make and should be able to make, but you shouldn't get out of helping to support public schools for everybody else.
Democratic candidate Jeff Young says if the General Assembly were to pass funding for charter schools, if he was governor, he would likely veto it.
The Republicans in the General Assembly are proposing laws that would cripple the public school system, and they're doing it for purely political reasons, and it's not good for the children of Kentucky.
And Democrat Adam Edelin says he, quote, outright rejects the term school choice.
Because it's school choice for people who can afford it. And so in a time and a place when the central challenge of our public school system is that they're underfunded, anything that diverts resources from public school classroom to me is something that we don't have the luxury of considering.
Many of Bevin's challengers say they want to find ways to generate new tax revenue for the state's general fund to help support public schools. But whether school choice measures actually divert money that belongs to public schools is a matter of perspective. School choice advocates say public money belongs to students. They argue these measures allow just a portion of the money the state would spend to educate a child to follow that child wherever her family thinks she'll get the best education. And that is merely the tip of the debate on school choice. I'm Liz Schlemmer in Louisville.